You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on December 28, 2022, and is titled Overcomers. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Don't quit, 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 quit. And so we come in and we sit down. They take men and emasculate them at the door, set them down in a deal, tell you don't be a fighter, don't be a hunter, don't be a man. Just wad up and be a weenie on Sunday morning and try to do it the rest of the week. When every day there's a steer in the chute needing to be conquered, it's going to take some men with some spiritual guts and some stuff to stand up and say, not today. Not today, I'm winning today. Why? Because I've been camping in the kingdom. While I was in the kingdom, I was practicing. So listen, you little ankle biter. I get so tired of Christians elevating an ankle biter. Man, I had to stand up against a guy with a pool cue one time. That's scary. An ankle biter? Not so much. Why would a man fool with an ankle biter? He said, I've overcome all of this. This is why dwelling in the kingdom of God is absolutely essential, and the Christian religion has left this out of the equation. We've been inundated with Western culture Christianity to the place that we wouldn't know Jesus if he kicked us in the shins. The truth. But there's coming a day. I don't know if I'm going to live long enough to get to see it or not. There's coming a day when the world is really going to try to shut you down. America is one of the last holdouts. But we've been seeing it front and center. They're going to challenge your faith. They're going to challenge to see if you got any mustard on your hot dog whatsoever. You're going to find yourself in a spot where you can't do 911 call a preacher. You're going to have the Word of God etched on your heart and your mind. You're going to have to know the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have to be able to ask God a question to know that you're going to get an answer. You got to know that stuff. It's coming. How else do we expect to come in to his, because like I was telling the other day, when I die, that won't be that big a deal if any of y'all come to the party afterwards. I'm just moving from this place to the next, and I'm going to leave this tent behind. The one where my hips hurt, I'm leaving it behind. But the only difference between now and then is what I now know in part, I will then now know in full. I don't know it all yet. Isn't that the excitement of the journey? Why wouldn't I let the Holy Spirit convict me that my flesh would succumb to the lordship of the Holy Ghost, who is Jesus, who is King, who is the kingdom? Why wouldn't I allow that to happen as opposed to living under the condemnation of religion while I'm training my flesh to look like a Christian? You see, one's an act of works and the other's an act of obedience. But you can't obey God till you know him. If you don't know him and you can't hear his voice, then you're going to spend the rest of your life doing what other people tell you to do. And if you get in the right tribe, you'll just spend the rest of your life trying not to do what they tell you not to do. My God was never the God of the know and the do not. He's the God of the yes and the amen. He's got things to do. He's not so worried about not doing. Yeah, you're going to have to quit doing some stuff if you want to do better at doing right and doing good. You're going to have to quit some stuff. I had to quit some stuff. Probably going to have to quit some more stuff. But it's all in an effort to do. It's not in an effort to qualify for later on. It's in an effort to do. I want to serve my King. That's called kingdom living. So when you get over here, oh, let's see, like Matthew 13. Follow along there just a little bit. Matthew And just so you know, some of you may be disappointed. Some of you have enjoyed, and a lot of you haven't, but the ones that haven't are probably not here. But you're probably not going to hear me bellyache for the next 12 months about how dumb politicians are, or how sorry our government is, or how perverted our education system is. None of that. You're not going to hear me say all that. I am focused on the kingdom of God, because that cosmos, I know who's leading that show. I know who's got the most influence. That's really evident. But the kingdom, right here in Matthew 13:33, another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid three measures of meal until it was all leavened. One of the three kinds of leaven in the Bible is the leaven of the kingdom of God. If we'll focus on the kingdom of God, it will expand. That's what leaven does, is it expands, it fills. That's why the leaven of the kingdom of God within us is not the little dabble do you thing where you get your ticket punched to go to heaven after you die. It's about submitting yourself, everything you have, your assets, your time, and everything else to the lordship of Jesus Christ, that you bow your knee down and you never pick it up. You become a follower of Christ, a disciple of the Word, empowered by the Holy Ghost, drenched in the Holy Spirit. Not that little Brill Cream thing where they slap a little deal on you and tell you you're okay. Now go live like hell till you get to heaven. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. It's to be immersed, drenched, baptismized. That's the truth. Leavened. Have you been leavened with the kingdom of God? Is your life about serving God? Malachi 4 is very clear on it. In the last days, there'll be a distinction made between the righteous and the wicked, those who serve God and those who do not. Are you serving God to your full potential? If you find the kingdom of God, you'll find one of the greatest gifts given to man. Verse 44 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Have you sold out? That's what it's all about. We've been telling it another way for a long time, and the fruit of that effort is very evident. The truth of the matter is, you come to the Lord and you want Him to be your Lord. He'll never save you until He's your Lord. He has to be Lord. Will you let Him be Lord? If so, He will let you dwell in the kingdom, and His kingdom will dwell in you. We've just had a lot of things that just hadn't gone that good, but look what he tells Simon Peter in Matthew 16. And before I read this, after that last little word right there, that parable, let's ask ourselves continuously, have I found the kingdom of God? Was it my greatest treasure? And have I sold out? So in Matthew 16, verse 13, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, and or one of the prophets. Who do you say I am? Great question. That is the question. Simon Peter answered and said, you're the Christ, Son of the living God. I'm going to guess that Peter was probably close enough to Jesus right then to see his nose hairs. He recognized him. No different than John did over there in the second chapter of Matthew after Jesus was born, and John told him, first thing out of John's mouth, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Then he talks to Peter, and he said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Here's what's wrong today in modern day religion. We got flesh and blood leading flesh and blood. You talk about the blind leading the blind. We've got flesh and blood. I'm telling you, the last week, I've been inundated with devotionals and videos and things. People been sending me stuff. What about this? What about this? What about this? Excuse me. I love it. I love it. I want my mustard tested every day, two or three times a day. What do you think about this? I haven't had one get it right yet. Not one. I'm a horse sale auctioneer, for crying out loud. I should know what's right or wrong with all these guys writing books and doing videos and all these different things and their big ministries and all their stuff. But they only got to yap their flap for about 2.5 seconds and they'll miss this Bible by 40 miles. I just wondering, do you not read your Bible? Are you not being led by the Spirit of God? Some of this ain't hard. Some of this is just Jesus 101 and you missed it by a country mile. How in the world does that happen? Because flesh and blood have been teaching flesh and blood. That's not kingdom. That's religion in the cosmos. That's what that is. And he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. What has God been revealing? You see, we can reveal everything that's wrong, but God reveals his kingdom secrets. God reveals his kingdom keys. God reveals his power. God reveals his presence. God gives us insight. That's why I'm going to start praying for y'all better than I've been doing, because I realized in the Christmas story that heaven was making announcements about our life. And I need to hear from heaven about your life and my life so that we can find life. These announcements, not flesh teaching flesh. We've had enough of that. And if your flesh does it right, we'll stamp it. PhD, BS, BS is a good one. We'll stamp it. He said, my Father who is in heaven, he's the one that did this. You see, in the kingdom of God, you know him as King. You know him as Lord. You know him as Father. Because you know him. And Father revealed this. And I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. We're conquerors. We're overcomers. The ankle biter has no spot. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. This Peter, after this, he denies Jesus 3 times. He tries to cut a guy's ear off with a pocket knife. I'm telling you, he's a walking screw up. But Jesus told him in the book of Matthew, he said, on you, Peter, because you know who I am. This is not about your flesh being perfect. It's about walking in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will get you right enough. If you keep listening to God, if you keep laying your sorry self down before God in your barn or your house or your bathroom or your outhouse or wherever it is you meet up with God, he'll get you straight. You won't need flesh to train your flesh. Spirit of God will get you straight. If he's your Lord, he'll get you straight. Man, we've sat around and preached everybody till they're plumb disqualified. Well, that guy drinks beer. I'm telling you, if he keeps hanging with Jesus, he won't. Because alcohol dissipates the spirit, and the spirit will let you know that. You won't need me to stand up here and tell you're going to hell and banging on the thing like I used to do. That didn't work very good. Nobody quit drinking. They just quit going to church. That didn't work. In the kingdom of God, Holy Spirit will convict and he'll direct. And for those who have Jesus as Lord, they'll obey. Because he's not your free ride into heaven. He's your Lord and he is king. He said, Hades will not prevail. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth, out here in the midst of this cosmos, whatever you bind, it'll be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose, it'll be loosed in heaven. What is heaven? It's the atmosphere of God. That's where God lives. Where's that? He said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So where is he? Who is God? The Bible says God is spirit. He put on your clothes for 33 and a half years and he won't do it again. Where does the spirit live? You. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. For those of us who are born again, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't tell me you don't know if you got the Holy Spirit or not. If you don't know if you got the Holy Spirit or not, you don't got the Holy Spirit. If you don't got the Holy Spirit, you're not connected to God and you're not a child of God. We just as well say this outright, out in the open, all lights on, every head up, every eye open. Without the Spirit of God, there is no salvation. There's no kingdom. There's no lordship. You are a religious member of the cosmos. Okay, I said it. I'll shut my eyes and count to 20 for everybody that wants to leave. It's the truth. Why do you think we've been getting our tail handed to us? Why do you think that is? That's why. So then he goes over here. Let's see, where do I want to, I'm just about done here. Let's go over here to Acts chapter 2. I'm going to go and buy some other stuff and we'll get on. Let's get over here to Acts. What did John say at the birth of Jesus? Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of heaven is near. And he says right here, well, I'm just going to skip through some stuff here right quick in Acts chapter 2, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But for David says concerning, he's talking about what's going on there. He said, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced, my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. This is what's happening at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Here's another thing you're not going to hear me say. I don't care who says it. They're welcome to say whatever they want to say. I am not looking for a second outpouring. I am looking forward to a second return. The kingdom of God is here and the kingdom of God is now. If you're waiting on the kingdom of God to show up, he's waiting on you to show up. Everything's been given necessary for life and godliness. He's already been ascended to the highest place of supremacy, so his government rules over all governments. What are we waiting on God to do? Because two times in the Bible he said it was finished. Yeah, we're still waiting on some. We're going to pray for this and we're going to pray for that. You know what? Why don't you just pray that you'll have enough gumption to get up and participate? Why don't you just get up in the morning and know there's a steer loaded in the chute and he's yours? Quit looking at everybody else around there and know that son of a buck belongs to you. It don't matter if he looks like an eight ball or he looks like a can of beer or he looks like a dirty book or he just looks like a bad attitude or just looks like you're hating life. I don't care what your steer looks like. Just get up in the morning and know he's yours and quit looking around and handle him. You know what mine was? Being right all the time. Being right all the time made me snotty. Unapproachable. Sometimes not even nice. A lot of people enjoyed that about me because I got chewed out later because I got nice. I'm not completely nice, but getting better. But he'll fill me full of joy in his presence. and he'll show me the ways of life. This is about life. And then it goes on down and says he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. Talking about David's throne throughout the Bible, talks about David's throne. Why would he raise up Christ to sit on the throne? Because he's king. You can't have king unless you got a kingdom. So let me ask you a couple questions, and I'm not going to answer them tonight. I'll just wait to hear from y'all. Is he the king of the universe? Or is he king of his kingdom? Those are good questions. He's everybody's creator. No doubt about that. All creation stemmed from him. But is he everybody's Lord or just his people? You see, I think we've created a little bit of a problem in the atmosphere in Christianity, especially in America. You know, God is in control and everything happens for a reason. I'm out on that one. He's Lord. And he's Lord over all who will obey. What about the disobedient? What about the stiff neck? He gave a good example with the people he delivered from Egypt, and he let them die without ever going in the promised land. From unbelief. Yet we're just pretty sure that he's just everybody's God. No, he's the God of people who are born again. Because they're the ones who have submitted to his lordship. And he marked them with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. That wasn't just a stamp on your forehead or your hind end, like you're licking a stamp and going to send you someplace. No, it's a drenching. Drenching. It's just like the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It happens one time. Get as full as you can get. And once you're as full as you can get, you've choked down all you can choke down, get fuller. You don't get fuller by waiting on God. You get fuller by dying to yourself. You get fuller by crucifying the flesh and renewing your mind and becoming obedient to God. That's how you fill up. And you hear the voice of God. Now, I told a couple preacher buddies of mine, and I run this by him, last one tonight. He said, "Wow, you going to say that?" And I said, "Yep. Till somebody tells me not to." Because look what we had to do. Listen to me real close. And I'm about to wind up. Look what we had to do. We started preaching a kingdom of God that was later on, and we let people believe that they were born again because they prayed a prayer and blew some snot, cried some tears. Some of them got born again, but I'll bet you not all of them. Buddy, I used to preach at this altar every time I showed up, and I could make it happen. All I had to do was sing a country song backwards where you got your wife back, your house back, and your dog back, and here you'd come. Truth of the matter is there's a kingdom and that curtain's been rent in two and Jesus is the gate. And for all who will bow their knee to the lordship of Jesus Christ, he will bless you. He will bless you with the Holy Spirit. And that kingdom of God that lives in you is a conqueror. He's an overcomer. Nothing can overcome him. He knows all things, sees all things, and he brings new life. Look what he does. Peter explains all this stuff. Being exalted to the right hand of God. Having received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit. Then he goes down to verse 36. He said, "Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" What happened to us? Droves of people would leave church houses every Sunday morning and proclaim our Christianity. Yet out here in the cosmos, nobody heard this story and fell on their face and said, "Oh my God, what shall we do?" You told them they were going to hell and they didn't believe you. You told them they could go to heaven and they didn't believe you. Did you show them where you live? Have you showed them where you live? Because I've told you guys now for a long time, you want to see my faith, don't follow me to church, you follow me home. My home's in the dwelling place of God, in the kingdom of God. There's not a question I can't ask him that I won't get an answer. Not one. Do I get everything I want every time I ask for it? No. If that were true, we wouldn't have to go over there and get prayed for by another guy that costs $500. We could have just got prayed for by a husband and we'd be well right now. That hadn't happened, so we're going to follow the path because I'm having to learn some lessons in here.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.